You know, when you hear these people talk about the outer, the inner, and so forth and so on, keep in mind that when you're talking about beta, this is where everybody tries to improve their manner of functioning, either in sales or whatever it is, in education and so on. Motivation is needed at beta. At alpha, you need programming. Two different things. At beta, you correct problems or you bring about a solution to problems by repulsion, by pressuring. At alpha, internally, by attraction. They call it the charisma of the individual. He's charismatic. What they're saying is he's using more of his mind, the right brain hemisphere, to attract people to what they're saying. Everything they talk about appears to be truthful. They believe this individual. We talk about beta. This is the outer consciousness, the so-called critical consciousness of a human being. When you deal here, you're dealing with a set of factors that say, but maybe, well, I don't know about that, you know. The doubter, the skeptic is beta-wise. At alpha, by attraction, there's no critical consciousness to consider. You're working through the inner door, to the back door, not the front door. Front door, look out. I don't know who you are. You're trying to get my money. But talking to them from the right brain hemisphere, you're attracting them, they trust you. They know why. They feel as though they've known you for a long time. Now that's an individual who has programmed before meeting the customer and making a contact. That individual never mentions negative terms in his sales. What are negative terms? Well, doubtful things, maybe death, maybe accidents, maybe ill health, maybe disease. They never mention those words at all. Always mention success, life instead of death, health instead of sickness. Never use negative terms, regardless whether they're directly mentioned or indirectly mentioned while making a sale. Never, never, never. Always positive terms. Never deal with anything that's falling, it's always coming up. Going back, going forward. Don't mention back, forward. Those words, terms. Because this is how you enter the inner part of the individual. He doesn't know why he likes the way you talk. Because you don't mention a single negative term. Now, when we talk about programming and talk about the three-finger technique, you want to prepare yourself before you meet your customer. You want to know as much as you can about the customer before you meet them. What is his business? How much is he making? Is he married? Is he divorced? How many kids does he have? What age are his kids? And so forth. Brothers or sisters, whatever. Father or mother, whatever. I mean, you want to touch on those areas indirectly. Not directly, like you should tell your father, don't ever tell anybody what they should do. They don't like to be told. This is going to cost you, and don't mention cost or price or anything. You can obtain this item. Don't mention value. The worst thing you can say, you should have this, it only costs you so much. You made all the mistakes in the world already. You tell them what to do. They don't have to do nothing. They need this product to make a better way of life and so on. They don't have to have it. Have is forceful. You don't want to force them to anything. Don't put them on the defensive. I mean, people are using this product in this manner and so forth. Look how much they're doing with it. I mean, they've placed themselves in a position to obtain such an item. So you want to speak to them truthfully from the inner levels using the three-finger technique, which means this. You pre-program yourself before you meet your customer. Of course, you have all the information in relation to that customer, like we mentioned before. What is he doing? How much does he make? How many kids does he have? Does he have a father or mother? Brothers and sisters, or whatever. As much information you can get to touch on what they like. They like everything that belongs to them. I saw your child yesterday. He's smart, you know. How old is he? You know, I talked to him. Maybe you did talk to the child, asked him a few questions, and the child responded very interesting, you know. You say, he's pretty smart, you know, what he told me. Mention things like this, if you happen to have met the kids, you know. I mean, this builds up the customer in your favor. So pre-programming means before you meet a customer, you want to go to your level.